And here we are with Instant Illumination. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, playing games with my recorder. Would you like to know about that? It was an instant illumination. This morning I gave an interesting talk on a variety of interesting topics. I thought they were interesting at least. And as I was moving around, looking in the magazine and talking and so forth, I accidentally pressed the off button here on my recorder. And I didn't realize it, which is a silly thing to do. Now, I've had this recorder now for at least 30 years, perhaps, give or take a few. And I knew it had a hold button on it, but I didn't really pay attention to what the hold button did. All I knew is I didn't want to hold it. And so when I went to my desk this morning, I thought, I'm going to check that out. So I turned it on to record. And then I slipped the hold button into the down position so it's in hold. And then I tried to press the buttons here to turn it off, to do this and do that. It doesn't turn anything off. I hand this little recorder around during seminars and I say, what's your point of view? What's this here? And different people grab it and they hold it and sometimes it gets shut off. And I think probably that's one of your lost things at different times that get shut off. But when you press the hold button, it does not get shut off. It does not get shut off. Now, I was just talking with Madam Anita Lope, Master Anita Lope, Reverend Dr. Anita Lope, Horse Whisperer Anita Lope, Unicorn Lover Anita Lope, Humanity Lover Anita Lope, Universal Unconditional Lover Anita Lope. You might say I was just talking to Anita. And as we were talking, I was giving her a bunch of information that she could be very excited about if she wanted to be excited about it. And as I got through with my diatribe, she turned to me and she says, you know, Herb, none of those things you're speaking about interest me in the slightest. And I said, oh. She says, but I like the color. Because at one point I was saying about the hair tips being colored, you know. And she says, I like that idea. That's an interesting idea. And I said, Anita, what did you think of all the other stuff? Oh, that didn't interest me. I wasn't interested in it at all. I wasn't interested in hearing it. I wasn't interested in knowing it. I wasn't interested in having it in my mind. And I said, well, Anita, what do you do when you meditate? What do you do when you go into introspection? Do you have all sorts of great ideas flowing through your mind that the divine is tossing at you? Hey, Anita, you want to become a tightrope walker? Anita, you want to do this? Anita, you want to do that? Anita, you'd be good at this. And what do? You just let it pass through from one ear to the other, out, giving it no attention at all. And when something comes in from your divine fortification or your divine library, you say, hey, just a minute, let's look at that. That looks interesting. Can you imagine every hair on my head, at the tip of the hair for a quarter inch down, has a different color from the one next to it? I mean, how many colors are on your TVs and your video screen for your computer, huh? 250 million or more. 250 million colors on our PC screen. Now that's almost unbelievable, isn't it? Now, you can cut it down to 250,000 if you want, but it doesn't really make any difference. You don't know what the colors are anyhow. But you have that amount of color, so you could have every hair on your head, all 250 million of them, with a different color on the end of it. And wouldn't that, now, then they all, you can comb it and everything, they intertwine with each other and blend and harmonize, sending out signals to the world, you know, phosphorescent-wise and so forth. But wouldn't that be exciting? Wouldn't it be an exciting adventure? Well, as I explained this to Anita, she says, it gets less interesting by the minute. She says, it's not my thing. Every one of us has the privilege of instant illumination. Every one of us has the privilege of listening within and hearing our divine talk to us. But, my friends, our divine is us. When you listen within, it's you talking to yourself. And if you haven't trained yourself to listen to only good stuff, then you're going to talk about some silly stuff that has come to your attention. You're going to talk about wars and unhappiness. You're going to talk about disease. You're going to talk about health and wholeness. You're going to talk about abundance and wealth. You're going to talk about ups and downs, ins and outs, and all these things. Now, what are you doing when you're talking about those things? You're empowering those things to be in your life. And if you empower wealth to be in your life, that's not a bad idea, huh? If you empower health to be in your life, that's not a bad idea. Think only on health. You know, that's not a bad idea. But why would you think only on health? What would be the other thing you might be thinking about? More health? Yeah. So you see, think on those things. Now, if we allow ourselves, just for a fraction of a moment, to go backwards and think about these things that are not beneficial to us, then that's what we build up in our life. Do you want to do that? You have not trained your mind. If I say to you, as I've given you this test 100 times before, what's the first thought in your mind? Anywhere, what's the first thought in your mind? Now, boom.
Today.
Huh?
Today.
Today. Okay, that's better than a kick in the head. Heinz, what's your...
Like me.
Wow, that's good too. Ellen?
Dog.
I am.
Well, you can think that before.
I know.
Huh?
But I didn't think.
No, but the thing is, what's she going to say? She's going to say, I like me, I am, I'm dogs, and today, you know. Now, you see, what should you be thinking in your mind? What should be your first thought in your mind? Your first thought is,
I like me.
I.
It's I. Yeah, I what?
I, but I.
I am. I am that I am. Uh-huh. I like me. I love me. I love me, we don't say, because that you do. But I like me, that's nice. You know, that's something that you don't necessarily always do. We don't always necessarily like ourselves. We stub our toe, you know, and instead of saying, you're home perfect, and then never even think about being stubborn. Mm-hmm. Immediately taking care. This is what your first thought trains you in. To be in charge of everything that comes into your life. Now, Anita was sitting here listening to my garbage, and she was thinking to herself, why did I create Herb talking about all that nonsense? And instead of saying, Herb always shares beautiful things with me, what is happening in her head when she is saying in her head, Herb always shares beautiful thoughts with me? She doesn't hear me. You understand? When you're talking to yourself, you don't hear anybody else in the room talking. Now, each one of you do this. You do this often. Many times I'm giving a very powerful lecture, and I'm giving it pow, 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 and you take one point and you jump off with it and you say, oh, I like that, I like that, I like that. I can see myself doing that, you know. And I've lost you. I've lost you. Now, is that bad or good? But I've lost you. Now, how do I keep you in my attention, if I say that? How do I keep you thinking the thoughts that I am thinking? I keep you thinking the thoughts that I am thinking by first, oh, come on now, having, thinking that you're thinking the thoughts that I'm thinking. I'm thinking you're thinking the thoughts that I'm thinking. So then every thought that I say to you, you have in your mind, every thought that I say to you is what you're doing, and I don't even know that you went to sleep a half an hour ago. I have no idea about that because that's not in my consciousness. You know, in every audience, there are people who fall asleep. You go to church, you know, and the men usually drop off. Now, the wife kicks him and says, don't snore so loud. She doesn't say don't stop sleeping. Just don't snore so loud. And so, but the thing is, if the wife were really a loving, wonderful wife, and she knew that her husband liked to get 40 winks in church, she would create him sitting there like this. eyes closed, head erect, shoulders back, everybody thinking that he's in deep meditation. Oh, your husband is so pious. He's so religious. And that's what you create. But if you create him as a snorer and as a leg kicker and things like that, then that's what he's going to be. That's what he's going to be. You see, what's a leg kicker? Someone who's falling off to sleep and doesn't want to fall asleep, you know, sort of jiggles back awake and then falls off to sleep again. But what about you guys? What do you want from your divine inner beingness? Are you going to listen to the divine in you and take everything that comes? Because everything is good. Everything is divine. Everything is wonderful. Now, what do you want out of the infinite storehouse? As the boy asked, how far down the rabbit hole do you want to go? Yeah. How far down? And you would say, all the way. Well, you're lying. Because it would scare you silly. You look in there, do I really want to go down there? You know? Lewis Carroll, when he wrote Alice in Wonderland, had the same situation. He told the story to a neighbor girl, and the neighbor girl loved it. And so then he wrote it down. Yeah. You see, this is how these things happen. Mm-hmm. When you fall in love with your ideas, you fall in love with your dreams, and you begin to express them beautifully, then magic takes place in your life. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready for that.
Yeah.
Well, think about it. Don't blame me for telling dumb things. You're listening to the dumb things, I tell you. I hear you listening and I think to myself, I wonder how long I can pull their leg. Have a lovely day and know that I pull your leg as often as I can get away with it because I think you're just so wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.